We love Chamber Chat. I do. I love it. It's fun getting to know people in town. Jennifer Johnson with LMCU Credit Union is a chamber ambassador. She is in the WGHN studios. It's so nice to meet you. How are you this morning?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. That looked like a fun bash last night. Where was that again?
It was. So that was Electromedia.
Yeah. I was looking at all the pictures on social media. I'm like, man, I wish I was there.
Yes, they brought it. They gave away some really great things. They had some amazing food from Dr. Rolfe's.
Okay.
So it was a good time. Nice and warm out.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So a chamber bash is where everybody from the chamber gets together, and as an ambassador, that would mean that you kind of facilitate, you introduce yourself to people as an ambassador. Tell me what a chamber ambassador is.
So a chamber ambassador is really somebody that helps link different businesses to one another.
Mm-hmm.
We help make introductions. We even give them ideas potentially if they're like looking for, you know, somebody in a certain space. We can, you know, sort of either search through our little Rolodex, if you will, of different businesses that belong to the chamber or even just people we know, you know, from different chamber activities, let them get to know each other a little bit, maybe see how some of those relationships might be beneficial for both of our members. So,
And it's interesting that every chamber ambassador has a different take on how they, you know, how they ambassador. It's awesome. How long have you been a chamber ambassador?
About 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you do for LMCU Credit Union?
So I manage the branch on Jackson Street in Grand Haven across
from
the Home Depot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know where that's at. I belong to a credit union, too. In fact, when I was a young girl, my mom opened an account. I think it was after my first communion or something. And she was like, credit unions are the way for you to get your loans for your car. I mean, she installed that when I was really, really young. Any changes in the credit union industry with LMCU or anything like that?
I mean, the beautiful thing is credit unions can do for you what a bank can do, but we pay you more interest on your deposit accounts, and we usually charge you less interest on home loans, just signature loans, essentially. We still do like unsecured lending, which a lot of people don't, car loans, all that kind of stuff. And we've grown now to include, you know, a lot of business products that you wouldn't normally have thought a credit union would have. So
like
it
what?
Really
like,
gives
like,
you
like
treasury products. I mean, we can actually do, you know, ACH capture for them. We can run credit cards. We have, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it gives them that ability to get all the great things that a credit union gives you and be able to have those products that in years past were never available in anything but a bank. So,
yeah. What have you learned in the last 3 years being a chamber ambassador? What have you learned about yourself and the community? So I got two questions.
Okay. So I definitely learned how to, you know, put myself out there a little bit more and just go to talk to people.
Yeah.
Everybody has a story and it's really a ton of fun. And you find if you just ask them, hey, tell me a little bit about you and your business, it's really easy to get to know a lot about what's happening in the area. Essentially, that's why I did it to begin with. I'm born and raised here, graduated from Spring Lake, but didn't know what I didn't know. And, you know, through the chamber, I've found so many businesses and just different areas that I didn't realize we had here.
So you grew in the role, too, then.
Oh,
that's
absolutely
awesome. That's really, really cool. Yeah, when you go to the chamber's website at grandhavenchamber.org, you can see a list of all the ambassadors, and there's many, many of them, and I just think that's a fun thing to do. Somebody listening in the audience, they're a brand-new business, or they've been around for a little bit, and they're not part of the chamber. Tell them why it's really why they should join the chamber. What's the benefit for them?
There's so many benefits. If networking, if they need to network and kind of meet different people, that's there. You know, they do a lot with economic development, actually, when a lot of these prior months, that ESTA situation with the earned 16 act and stuff, the chamber was really there to walk alongside. They have HR contacts that they can hook you up with
that's
to work on with things.
Yeah.
So there's so many different pieces that they can touch for a business outside of just like, people think of the networking piece, right? They think of that, but they have so many other opportunities for businesses that really need a little bit of help with some of that.
Yeah.
They can hook you up with the right people and, you know, and really help you out to make sure you're giving your employees the benefits that they deserve too.
Right. That's good to know. What do you like to do in your free time, Jennifer?
I have two dogs, so I like to hang out with them. They're Labradors, big
labs. Are they? What are their names?
Maggie and Blue.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, hang out downtown.
Yeah.
It's like every year when, you know, the snow finally melts and we see the sun and it warms up, we're reminded why we live here.
Yep, you're wearing your sandals today, and your feet are cold, aren't they?
They are, yep.
Mine are too.
My hope is by lunchtime it won't feel like that anymore. I know. Yeah, just being here and enjoying the beautiful.
It is. And, you know, I drive in every morning from Grand Rapids, so it's like driving to paradise. And oftentimes when it's time for me to go back home, I'm like, I don't want to leave. I just want to stay here, especially, you know, in the summer. But I, as someone who grew up here, the changes you've seen.
Oh, absolutely.
Extraordinary, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is. Yeah. It's really neat to see the area have come a long way. And, you know, there's a lot that Grand Haven and Spring Lake have to offer.
So. That's a fact. I'll probably see you Friday. The Chamber has another event, I believe, on next Friday.
The Early Bird Breakfast.
The Early Bird Breakfast. Will you be there?
I'll actually be on vacation.
Good for you. I'll be there. I think we're speaking. I like those early bird breakfasts. Those are really nice as well. So,
well,
it's really nice to meet you.
Yes, you too.
Yeah, you're a Chamber ambassador. And, if somebody wants to be a Chamber ambassador, I believe they can contact the Chamber. Is there some kind of training program that goes into that or?
They visit like a meeting and kind of see what we do a little bit. We get a chance to meet them.
Yeah.
The one thing they really love, or we really love as an ambassador group to do, is include people from all different types of businesses.
Yes.
That way it makes it easier to make those connections.
It does,
and get
it?
To know like what everybody does and how we could all help each other.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, if it's something that somebody's interested in, contact the Chamber and they can talk to you a little bit about what we do and how we do it.
Very good. Thanks for getting up so early. My day's half over. So this isn't early for me, but it might be for you, Jennifer. I appreciate you being here from LMCU Credit
Absolutely.
Union.
Absolutely.
It's
have
another,
a great
I will, you too. It's another Grand Haven Chamber. Jack.
What is integrative medicine?